listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening? It is In This League.
On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, it's the Welsh. Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman in the house. We are live. We are live.
Yes, sir. We are live on the radio.
Welcome in This League, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Glad to have you. We've been on the network for a while, but as we've said before, it's been, you know, compilation shows of what Bogman and I have done.
My favorite
compilations that you can find online, but our compilations are much, much more safe for work, and all the podcasts that we do. But finally, we are live. Bogman, a lot of people have asked us in the past, well, what is In This League? You know, like, we're not the super roto, you know, the roto guys who do the shows with the things and, the, you know, with roto in it, roto
super
where,
roto friends.
Yeah, super roto friends in the morning. We're not that. We're In This League. And people are like, well, where exactly does that come from? And it comes from football, and it comes from
a combination of stuff. Right.
Yeah, it comes from two of our favorite football people, of course. It came from Chris Collinsworth, and it came from John Madden. Because as growing up, we grew up with Collinsworth and John Madden. And all we would ever hear, Pat Summerall would come on. Well, welcome in to Monday Night Football. I'm Pat Summerall with John Madden here. John, welcome in. Thank you for being here, John Madden.
Well, I'm really glad to be here with everybody. My Madden's not good, the Welsh.
It's not very good.
It's just okay.
Here's what you do. Do this now, because you're going to get to the consensus of what In This League is about. Just, do you have any like food near you?
Come on, man. You know I do.
You do. Stuff it and shove it in your mouth and make grunting noises, and that's John Madden. So Pat would be like, well, John, what do you think the keys to the game are? It's like my Brockmire of Pat Summerall.
Well, I'll tell you that, got to win the game. Got to throw the ball. Run the ball. Play some defense, Welsh.
In This League.
Pat Summerall, I mean. In This League. Well, now I'm eating a payday on air.
As you would say, you know, in this league, you got to have first downs. In this league, you got to score touchdowns. Well, in this league,
he's not going to make it there in this league. I always wonder, what other league was he talking about? The CFL? Are they allowed to not catch it there?
Yeah, the what was it? The UFL? The U? What was the UCF? What was the Steve McNair?
The UFC? Yeah.
The UFC? What?
Conor McGregor was catching all those passes. I remember that.
Did you see Conor McGregor's suit, by the way?
No, I didn't see it. What does it look like?
It's not safe for work. He has very good pinstripes on here. Well, in this episode, we're going to have a break here in just a minute, but we have got a jam-packed episode for our first In This League Live. Steve Gardner from USA Today, he is going to be joining us here in this next segment. He's out at the All-Star Games. We're going to talk to him about that, talk to him about some fantasy football. Hour two, why Fantasy Sports Network's own Jake Seeley on Target's Jake Seeley. I would say the better half of On Target, Bogman.
The best part. I would say that too.
Some radio feud. We're going to start a radio feud. So Jake Seeley, Steve Gardner, all coming up on the episode. If you want to talk with us, hashtag ITL Live on Twitter. You can get at us, and we will be glad to. Comments, queries, questions, we will talk about it. Bogman the Welsh. Find us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh and Bogman Sports? That's the handle. It's all coming up in this league. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bogman, we're live. It's great.
Live.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one when you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA Inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA Award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
in this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember.
I remember
when In This League happened. What's up? It's In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh. Bogman in his crackly voice. We're not on for 3 seconds, and Bogman's trying to tear the whole thing down with his loud voice. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess I was a little too close to the microphone, everybody. Now I got a smooth voice going on.
I know you had a payday, but you don't need to eat the microphone also. I'm just letting you
well,
know.
Well, it's got payday on it. The Welsh, I got at least chew on it. Come on,
all
man.
Right, well, all right. Well, whatever we got. Well, we have one of our favorite people in the industry. Yeah, he is online with us. We've had him on the ITL Fantasy Football and Baseball podcast. You can find him where all important fantasy information is. You also might have caught him over at the MLB All-Star Game. He is USA Today's Steve Gardner, who you can find on Twitter at Steve A. Gardner. Mr. Steve Gardner, are you with us?
I sure am, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you post All-Star break?
I'm worn down, to tell you the truth.
Did you get that extra pulled pork sandwich for me?
Travel troubles or anything? You want to hear about football, right?
I do want to hear about football, but like, here's what I do need though. Like, do you have any behind the scenes stuff? Because you were behind it all. I saw you were tweeting out everything. And people should be following Steve on Twitter, by the way, Steve A. Gardner. You were tweeting out. You guys were on the field. You were in the back area. You guys did a sim of the All-Star game, like right before it happened. So do you have a couple like maybe behind the scenes highlights that maybe, you know, people might not know about, or you just thought were interesting from the All-Star game?
Let's see. I mean. I'm sure people know this already, but Chris Archer is such an amazing young man. I went up to him and talked and did some of the interview stuff that I needed to do and got some opinions on him, and I turned my tape recorder off, and somebody else asked him another question, and it becomes super interesting, his answer there, so I turn it back on, and I record him and have him talking about that, and then I said, okay, I got to move to somebody else. I got to get this work. And then somebody else asks him another interesting question, and he starts talking about things. The guy's amazing, and if he doesn't have a future in TV or whatever after he's done, then my goodness, the TV executives need to have their heads examined. So, I mean, he's fantastic. The other thing too is that Aaron Judge is just as impressive. I think the media loves him just as much as the fans seem to. That's another thing. His locker was just crawling with all sorts of media members, and it was impossible for him. He was the star, I think. Obviously, with the home run derby, he's the guy. But he was even the star in the game last night, and he went 0-for-3 and didn't do anything. But
isn't that incredible
too?
Isn't that incredible isn't it incredible in Miami where you have Giancarlo Stanton, who a hometown boy, and Aaron Judge, who's like the new Giancarlo Stanton? He's the big star of the event.
Stanton looked like he was glad it was over.
he seemed to enjoy it, I thought, and I mean he doesn't. I don't know that I can't say he doesn't know any better, but he hasn't become jaded by you know, all the media requests and everything. To him, it's still really, really new. And the one thing that he said at the Home Run Derby press conference was that he keeps a little note on his phone, like a little sticky note that says 172 or 179, whatever he hit last year, just to remind him, you know, you're not always going to be on top of the world, and this game can humble you really quickly. And I think that was an interesting thing that just kind of endears him even more to people. He certainly had a nice little coming out party here at the All-Star Game.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I got one more for you. I mean, we want to talk fantasy football here, but last thing I want to ask you, we talked about this on the last ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast. I think a lot of people have talked about it. Where do you stand on the home run derby hurting the guys in the second half? Because it feels like that's the most contentious thing. You have to be on one side or the other.
Yes, I am. It's a complete myth, complete and utter myth. The reason is, when you're picking guys to be in the home run derby contest, you don't pick a guy that has like 4 home runs in the first half. You're going to get all of the guys that are at the top of the home run leader charts. And most of the time it's impossible if you are, you know, have a super fast start to be able to maintain that all year. So of course you're going, if you're in the home run derby, and you have all these home runs in the first half of the season, and to be fair, the second half of the season, not as many games as in the first half of the season. So if you're trying to break it down that way, you're going to see, oh, you know, Aaron Judge hit 30 home runs in the first half and only hit 17 in the second half. Oh, the home run derby jinx was you know, hit him full. No, it's just the fact that he hit an awful lot of home runs, maybe got a few extra that he may not have deserved, and then his pace is probably still going to be just fine in the second half, but you don't have as many games, and you inevitably get a little cooler. It's just, you look at for every guy that cooled off, you know, for every Bobby Abreu that ended up hitting four or five, or David Wright, I think, you know, hit a few home runs after the break and all of that, there are so many more that are just, that go the other way too. It's a myth. It's an easy story to write, you know, that sort of thing. It's easy to say, oh, look, here are two examples. I'm right. It's bogus.
It's like baseball's version of is LeBron better than Jordan? Like, that's what it is right now, it feels like.
It's just an impossible question to answer, absolutely. Well, the correlation of the records of all my baseball teams is making me go to the causation of turning my attention towards football, Steve. So when we're looking at football, risk is one of the bigger battles fantasy owners face. Are you more of a risk-averse guy, or are you, give me the upside, I want the upside in most of the cases?
I'll tell you, in the early rounds, and I think this is probably the most sensible way to do it, you want the safe guys in rounds 1, 2, and 3. You know, those first few picks have got to produce. You know, you don't need upside from your first round pick or your second round pick. You just need them to give you, you know, basically, even if they kind of underperform a little bit, as long as they don't completely tank, that's a decent first round pick or a second round pick. You look for the upside in those guys in the, you know, round 7 and 8 and 9, where even if, you know, if they don't produce, that's fine. Somebody else can. A waiver wire pick could be the guy that comes in and saves your team. So I look for those guys with upside, maybe in the mid to later rounds. And, you know, even if there's just, we talk about it in baseball a lot, the guys from Baseball HQ, I think, pioneered it. But, you know, you draft skills and not roles in baseball. I think in football, it's similar. If you've got a guy who's got some good speed, good hands, or whatever, I think you can, if they get a chance, they can produce for you. So I'm definitely going with the solid guys early and then picking and choosing and taking plenty of risks in those later rounds.
Does that make you go towards running back or wide receiver in the first round, a certain position, maybe wide receivers because they're safer, or running backs because it's safer to draft a really good one?
Honestly, it depends on where you are in the first round. I think there are safe running backs. There are safe wide receivers. I think where it gets tricky is toward the end of the first round, where you don't really know exactly, you know, is Melvin Gordon going to get the same kind of treatment that he got last year? Is he going to score that many touchdowns? He seems to be relatively safe, but is it going to be the same with, you know, an A.J. Green or somebody like that? I mean, generally, those guys are fairly safe because, you know, as long as they stay healthy. Which is the big key, and I think that's part of it too. Injury risk is something you have to weigh in there as well.
Well, okay, so I mean, that's interesting that you say that, because I think there's partially that also almost applies like mid second round as well. Like if you're drafting in the top 5 or 6, you kind of get to sit back, and the nice thing about that in the second round is you're going to have kind of two picks close to each other. So I want to put a poll out here. So super producer Chris can maybe put out this poll during the break. But I want to start asking you, Steve, and let's see where we get with this. As far as in your eyes, I want to see if we can identify, at least in Steve Gardner's eyes, who is the risky play in the early stages of football drafting. So I've come up with three. And if you feel there's a better one to say, I want you to say it, Steve. And then we'll put this poll out. We'll see what the audience has to say. Throughout the show, we'll revisit it, and we'll see if we can identify. Here are three that I picked, and we'll see what you have to say. And I've got Leonard Fournette as your running back 1, Brandon Cooks as a wide receiver 1, Jordan Howard as a running back 1. Do you have any, Steve? Do you have any to add to that? And we've only got like about a minute here. So, you know, do you have any to add, and what do you think? And then we'll even revisit a little bit more on the other side.
I think those are solid choices, and I will go with you on all three of those. That there's a decent amount of risk there. Let's just, for sake of argument, let's stick with those three. I think those are good.
Okay, so Leonard Fournette, the rookie running back, it's a big kind of contentious, you know, argument this year. A lot of people see the upside. You've got Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver that goes to New England. Does his value get decimated by the Patriots' amount of weapons? Jordan Howard, he did it 1 year. Is he going to be able to keep doing it? Well, that's what we're going to have to find out. We'll see on the other side of this break. What does Steve have to say? What's the riskiest play? Look for the poll. Go search FNTSY Radio. That's where you're going to find it. It's more of In This League coming up on the other side of this break. It's Bogman the Welsh, joined by Steve Gardner.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turn fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Go. What's up? It's In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh in the house on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We want to thank all the Fantasy Sports Radio people that have not only had us, you know, put the compilation show we did on, but, you know, want us to be live. Mike Cardano, Nando. Nando did a great interview with Scott Engel on the Hall of Fame Hour earlier today that you guys should check out. But very happy we are joined by Steve Gardner from USA Today, one of the very, very best, not only minds, but people in the industry. We've had our very lucky opportunity to spend some time with Steve in person out here in Arizona, and just, you know, multitude of times on our shows, the podcasts that we do, the ITL Fantasy, whatever, insert sport podcast. But the question we asked before the break was the riskiest play. Who is the riskiest play coming into this year as far as Steve Gardner goes? But we put a tweet out, so make sure you're checking out FNTSY Radio because we want to talk about the results throughout the show. What we left with was Leonard Fournette as your running back one, Brandon Cooks as a wide receiver one. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean these guys are being taken in the first round. We're just qualifying this as the position. So Fournette is RB1, Cooks as a wide receiver one, or Jordan Howard as an RB1. So, Steve, what do you think? I know you got an answer here, so talk to us about what the riskiest play is.
Yeah, I think in terms of risk, it's no question for me that it's Brandon Cooks as a wide receiver one. I mean, this is the New England Patriots offense. How many of us have tried to predict what Bill Belichick is going to do on offense and been completely wrong and left holding the bag? I think it's a similar
95%
situation
of his opponents.
Yeah, that too. And because you can't figure him out. I mean, once you think there's something going on, you know, and there's a pattern developing, then all of a sudden something else happened. And, you know, Rob Gronkowski is the playmaker in that offense. I think is probably the number one target for Tom Brady when the season starts. Brandon Cooks, great. He can stretch the defense. And, yeah, maybe he gives them kind of a dimension that they didn't have last season. But the fact is, if the defenses start trying to roll up over his way or anything like that, then the Patriots are going to go somewhere else. I mean, they spread it around so well that, I mean, I don't even want to think about what the backfield looked like. But nevertheless, I think, yeah, Brandon Cooks could easily end up with, you know, 55 catches and 950 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, that's not what you want out of a wide receiver one. I think they're so good that they could have any number of players be the star on any given week. So as for the other guys, Jordan Howard is going to get the ball with the Bears. Leonard Fournette is going to get the ball with the Jaguars. And there's nobody else on either of those teams that has even even half of the talent of either one of those as running backs. So, yeah, I think they're clear. They're clear RB1s. Cooks, I think he's more of a wide receiver too.
And he'll be the most hated player, by the way. If he has what you just said, he will be the most hated fantasy player next season. I absolutely guarantee it. Would this surprise you? Early poll voting. Remember, FNTSY Radio, that's the handle to go look for. Leonard Fournette is winning this 55% as the riskiest play right now.
Okay,
the unknown.
Well,
I know.
Mm-hmm. Fear of the unknown.
Maybe, but I mean, they all have different terms of unknown. So make sure you go vote on that poll. We'll kind of check in next hour. We'll also ask Jake Seeley about it. So I want to move to another thing here that you just recently took place in one of the FSTA drafts, which, by the way, Steve, maybe you could shed some light on this. I feel sure. Bogman and I, we are like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We get invited to no reindeer games. What do we need to do to become popular? Is the industry fattists because Bogman and I are overweight and need to get better? What do
is that
we
are against fat people? Is that what fattist is?
I don't know what it is. What should we do, Steve? What should we do to get in the reindeer games?
You guys need to take the show on the road, you know, and pop up in different localities all over the country, and then you get that groundswell, adding to your already, you know, immense popularity. You become, you know, men of the people, and come take over New York. You know, that's where we're having this draft. I think the ITL podcast could come up there and make themselves known and become a presence there in New York City.
So we just need to invade. We need to be like
the
NWO. We'll just come in and we'll just kick some tables down.
Or the Nation of Domination.
Yeah, whatever it is. Okay.
I'll put in a good word for you. I don't know how much that'll do, but yeah, you guys come. I think next year. I don't know where the FSTA conference is where we do the draft there, but we've got two different leagues, and it's one of those meritocracy things where you gotta win your way up from one league to the next. And
regular Tony Romo we have over here.
We'll just Tonya Harding somebody. We'll just find someone's legs and we'll take them out. So
I can point out a couple of guys I'd like for you too. So
yes. Oh, I like it. Steve getting the bad guy. I like it. All right, so let's talk about the FSTA draft real quick here. Your first pick is a chalk pick. You got Mike Evans, which looks like, what was that? The seventh pick? Did you have seven pick in the draft? Okay. And a bunch of big names in here. You got Nando, you got Howard, Ray Flowers. I mean, everybody's in this. All the big dogs are in here. Clearly why we're not in it. And you took Mike Evans in the first. I don't want to go through the whole draft, obviously. I am interested in your strategy, but your second two picks were the most interesting to me. Will you talk to me for a minute about your idea behind? You took Lamar Miller in the second round, and just for people to know, you took Miller over guys like Fournette and Todd Gurley, and then you came back around and you took Jordan Reed in the third round where Travis Kelce had gone in the second round. So just you go through maybe your logic on Miller and Reed for me in the second and third.
Sure. Miller, you know, I think he was one of those guys that he needs the ball, and I think Houston is going to be a better offense this year than it was last year. I mean, how could it be, a whole lot worse? But I think, you know, at that point, this was several weeks ago, and Fournette, again, as we were talking about in the earlier segment, he's going to be the guy there in Jacksonville. I worry about the learning curve a little bit, and that's kind of where the difference is with Miller. And the thing is that the Texans love to run. They love to run in the red zone, and Miller is a guy that can be, I think, can be a 12 to 14 touchdown kind of guy. The thing is, though, is that they did draft Deontay Foreman this year, and I was really trying to back up Miller with Foreman later in the draft and didn't get a chance to do that. So it may turn out that might not have been the best way to go, but I like Lamar Miller. I had him in a couple leagues last year and was a bit of a disappointment, but I still think there are much better days ahead for him, and I think the offense in Houston is going to be better. So that was kind of the idea behind that. And then as we're talking about risks, here I go and take a guy that does have injury risk. But, you know, Jordan Reed is a guy, I think if he's healthy, I think he's the number one tight end in all of football.
Did you plan to do that? Did you come in thinking you were going to take a tight end in the first three rounds?
I felt like if Jordan Reed was available in the third round, I would seriously consider him. And, I mean, there were a couple of guys around that that area in that third round that I looked at and considered, but it just didn't like them as much as I love the upside that Jordan Reed provides. And so that was the pick I think that's going to make or break this team, really. If he can stay healthy, play 12, 13 games, he's going to be a game breaker. And that's where, You know, I was willing to go ahead and say I'll take that risk for somebody who could be the number one tight end in all of football this year.
What about the other running back in Texas? The Ezekiel Elliott has hit the news a lot because Adam Schefter said recently that he would be wary to take Ezekiel Elliott early in a fantasy football draft right now because of the ongoing investigation of him. What do you think about Ezekiel Elliott? Are you just fine on him? Like nothing's going to bother you? Because that's kind of how I am. Nothing's going to happen until it happens. Or are you just out on him?
I'm terrified. I really do. I think really? The NFL, because of the public image that, you know, you do not want to be associated with domestic violence. You want to come down hard on anybody that is accused or, you know, even if there's some nebulous circumstances. I think the NFL really feels like it needs to take a stand on this issue and will not be afraid to go ahead and throw the hammer down if there is something. You know, this has been an investigation that has lasted a long time. I mean, we were hearing about this last year, weren't we? I mean, it's the same one, and nothing happened, no punishment. And I think that because we're still hearing rumblings about it, that there's got to be something more to it. And at this point, because of how high you have to take Ezekiel Elliott, you know, he's either the first pick, second pick, or third pick, maybe fourth, if you're just going straight drafts and ADPs and all that sort of stuff. If you're, like I was saying earlier, if your number one pick, especially that high in the first round, goes bust, your season could be, you know, just torpedoed right there. So,
where would you take him?
Yeah, I was about to say, because we only got like a minute and a half here, and I want to ask you something really important. So really quickly, if Zeke was there at your seven pick, is it scared you enough? Would you have not taken him? Would you have taken Mike Evans? Let's just say something weird happened and Evans and Zeke were there at seven. Would you have taken Evans?
You know, I've heard a few things since then. I probably would have taken Zeke, but right now, if I had that same choice, I'm taking Mike Evans all day.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. All right. Wow. Tell us real quick, Sports Weekly. You guys are working on the Sports Weekly. It's coming out July 31st. Is that correct? Quick, I think we got about a minute here, so talk to us about that.
Sure. It's just the annual fantasy football special issue. We've got all of our writers within the USA Today Sports Network, great folks. I would love to name everybody, but we don't have that much time. But we're all combining stuff, our resources together, rankings, you know, position rankings, average auction values, strategy articles, player capsules, everything. And it's going to be perfectly up to date from what we know. Basically, it gets printed and gets sent out, and so
that
everything
is
up to date. It's going to be on newsstands, Sports Weekly, Fantasy Football Special Issue, and it'll be out on the 31st of July.
All right, USA Today, Steve Gardner, Steve A. Gardner on Twitter. Steve, thank you so much, my man.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That's right. That is what is going on. It is In This League, the ITF boys. It is Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welsh right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can find us over at inthisleague.com. We have stuff and things. We have podcasts. We have shirts. We got a whole bunch of garbage over there. You can go check all out that dump over at inthisleague.com. But you are here now, maybe listening on the app. Maybe you have the phone up to your ear. Maybe you're listening online. All the ITL Nation out there, maybe you don't know about us, and you're like, what the hell am I listening to? Like, what was that rejoin that I just heard? I heard, dang old.
I never heard of that.
Click, click.
Well, that I just was made so it. Funny. That was
well,
great.
I did it, so of course it was funny.
So. No, yes, you're so humble.
Humble.
So
how great is humble. Steve? Steve Gardner. Go check him out.
Best.
Yeah, he is the best. Steve A. Gardner, USA Today. He's always taking really good care of us. And we got cut off at the end a little bit. We'll tweet with him. But he was like, hey, he's like, you guys come out. I'll hook you up. See, that's what you do in life is you just insinuate that you want something, but you don't like ask for it. You're just like, man, wouldn't it be? Yeah, I mean, this would be cool. I don't need it. And then somebody like nice people want to do things for you. And that's how
it's the old ask for forgiveness, not for permission. Right.
Yeah. We're just like asking for stuff. Yeah. Steve is the best. Lots of good stuff. You can get all his coverage over at the All-Star game and all his fantasy stuff. And we'll have him on more. He's always on with us and he's always very, very gracious with his time. You want a little poll update, Bachman?
Poll.
Poll result?
I
was just looking at it here, so let's pull it up here. Poll result, we asked, what's the riskiest play for this season? Leonard Fournette is a running back one. Brandon Cooks is a wide receiver one. Jordan Howard as a running back one. Steve Gardner said Brandon Cooks, hands down. I said Brandon
Cooks.
You agree
with
that? I early voted. I went Brandon Cooks. What did you say?
I said Leonard Fournette.
Really?
Though I would take Fournette over Cooks, but I think as far as risk goes, Fournette is the biggest risk because we have no idea if he's going to be good or not. I assume he's going to be good. I know he's going to get the ball at least to start the year, but Brandon Cooks has talent. Like, I think that, you know, 900 yards and 4 or 5 touchdowns, that's a floor for Brandon Cooks.
Who are you? No, who are you? This is like, if this is the first time people are listening to us, Bogman just took a Patriots wide receiver over what he thinks
could be
the next Adrian Peterson. This is absurd.
Can you listen? Can you listen, please? I said
I'm
he's
hearing
a bigger
craziness.
Risk. I said he's a bigger risk. I didn't say that I would take him over Brandon Cooks.
Well, the current poll
he
results,
is a bigger risk. I'll be happy to take risks early in the draft. I'm not going to be as completely safe as Steve is because I think in football more than any other sport, the risk pay off the most. You know, in baseball,
true.
You have more players. They're a little bit safer. Same thing in basketball, a little bit safer. I think we went over that with Dan Bespris in basketball, that the 6th round is about where you want to take your risk. In football, it can come from anywhere. And I'm more than willing to take my risk in the 2nd round on Leonard Fournette. I'll have Leonard Fournette on way more teams than I have Brandon Cooks on. But Fournette, to me, is the bigger risk.
It's funny because in fantasy football, look at like what championship teams look like at the end. They're usually gross. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like some third string
Theo
running
Riddick
back that got
your
the job.
Running back, right?
Totally. It's like, yeah, it's like a guy you took in the 6th and a guy you picked off the wire, and you had good receivers. So the current results: Jordan Howard is at the bottom, 13%. Brandon Cooks, 2nd, 33%. Leonard Fournette is still 54% as the riskiest play. I am a little shocked because I kind of thought I might have teed it up a little bit. Teed just a tiny bit with putting a Patriots wide receiver in there, Brandon Cooks. But, I mean, the vast majority are with you. They're saying Leonard Fournette. It's kind of shocking to me a little bit.
Yeah, it's just not that surprising to me because we just have never seen. I think if you put the same poll out and you said who has the highest upside, it would be Leonard Fournette because we haven't seen it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think everyone agrees, like, what we saw in Jordan Howard last year was it. And I put him in there because he was kind of the out of nowhere. Everyone loved Jeremy Langford last year. And then Jordan Howard takes it over.
Yeah, I was a big Langford
guy. Yeah, and it almost felt like we got everything we were going to get out of Jordan Howard. So I think a lot of people feel like they see the ceiling. You know, I mean, it's going to be the same argument for baseball people next year with Aaron Judge. The people that aren't on Aaron Judge are going to be like, well, that's what I got. This is everything I got. I think some people see that as Jordan Howard. And it's possible, but I just think it's interesting. If you guys want to interact with the show, go ahead.
Do you think he's going to be a one-hit wonder, Jordan Howard?
What is that? Like, what's the qualifying on that? Like, he's just not even relevant next year, or
he is a third-round running back at best after this season.
Boy, I think that's possible. Like, because I don't think he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be in the conversation for 1st or 2nd round next season. But
okay.
So if that's a qualification, 3rd round is kind of the area. Our boy,
so you would probably be putting him in your 3rd tier not in your second tier at
but
this
see,
point.
But see, I'm still
right
willing
now.
To I'm willing to take that risk on the wheel. Like, I mean, we've done mock drafts like Melvin Gordon and Jordan Howard. That's not a bad kind of option to me. Joe Slezak, he commented on the poll, says, seems Brandon Cooks, even with Tom Terrific, is maybe a fourth best case third option. Jags are going to run a ton. They're going to run Fournette a ton, and Howard is still all the Bears have. Agreement that on the outset it looks like it's all that they have. I just don't know if that's true. I don't know if I mean, how many times do we get excited about a player that had just a great season, and then all of a sudden the team is like, well, he's in a timeshare. You know what I mean? Like, right. Well, we still like Jeremy Langford, and we're going to run him a little bit, and we want to pass more. I mean, if you don't have Jay Cutler there, you know, so you might as well sling it a little bit, right?
Right, and, you know, John Fox is famous for that, having the multi-running, you know, the multi-running back thing, which is why I think Jordan Howard was such a big surprise last year. And, you know, Langford could come back a little bit more healthy, and they drafted Tariq Cohen to catch the ball, so... I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't
like
be surprised.
Cohen, don't you?
I like Tariq Cohen. I'm not as big on him as some other people are, but I don't think he's just going to come in and immediately be the third down back. I think he's going to have to earn it if that's through camp or if that's halfway through the year. I'm not really sure when it's going to come in, but I do like his skill set. So that could be a big thing. So,
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you had to pick one, Jordan Howard is a second round pick next year, or he's not even a running back one or two option. You had to pick one. No, like, well, he could be. He has to either be garbage or he is still a running back one next year. Which one?
I'd say he's still a running back one.
Oh, see, I thought you'd go the other way.
His year was really successful. I think it's something that could be repeatable in that offense. But... I don't know. I just wouldn't bank on him. I tell you what, if you ask me if for keeper leagues I'm going Fournette or Howard, I'm going Fournette.
I agree. I 100% agree with that.
I'm going to take the upside.
Poll is still going. Make sure you go check it out. Also, if you want to interact with the show, if you have just a comment, I don't know, anything, you have a question, you can tweet at us, at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, put FNTSY Radio on it, and hashtag it with ITL Live. Hashtag ITL Live. I'm monitoring that. And we have got some good ITL listeners that are out there. One question I want to ask you, Ryan Porter, RFP as we call him, the American Sniper from Mock Drafts, he put up a couple questions here. One, he says, is this the year to really take running backs first? I feel like we go back and forth every year. You and I have kind of covered this in the football podcast that we do, that it seems like more than ever, where last year it was predominantly wide receivers, and in dynasties, we saw, you know, a lot more wide receivers this year as well. It's been an even split amongst what we've done, amongst ADPs. It's kind of a 6-6 if you're talking about a standard 12-man. So I think it is. I think this is the year to take a running back first, if given the opportunity. In our most recent mock draft, if people want to check it out, ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, we did Mock Draft 3.0. It was a standard. I was left with that scenario where the best running backs, I don't remember who it was, got taken right before me, but I went AJ Green. So I'm not willing to deviate just because I think I should take a running back first. I didn't reach on taking Jordan Howard. I didn't take Devontae Freeman because it was standard. I took the best wide receiver. But if given the opportunity to take one of those top three guys, even though it's really interesting to hear Steve say he is out on Zeke Elliott, and given the opportunity, he probably would take Mike Evans at 7 over him, I'm a little against that. I'm still taking my running backs given the opportunity. Boggs?
Yeah, well, especially those three. I'm definitely taking those three. I think the question may be more of a, should I take a guy like AJ Green or should I take Melvin Gordon? You know, that type of thing. And I think that, you know, this year I would rather have AJ Green than Melvin Gordon, I think, in most cases. Maybe in standard I'm going Gordon over Green.
Hashtag top tier players.
Hashtag top tier players, of course. I think that you're just going to see the running backs dry up more this year because that's what people are thinking. Because the running backs got so ugly last year and nobody worked out late, really. So I think that people are going to be taking running backs quicker. And we noticed this in our last mock draft when we did the trends afterwards, that running backs dried up much quicker than wide receivers. So... And I know that's kind of an obvious thing because there's more wide receivers, but it's happening at a bigger pace this year. So okay, I think that Yeah, I just think that you are going to have to take running backs earlier. I don't know if it's a thing that I want to do. I think it will be a necessity because of the mindset of every drafter this season.
Okay, one quick one. Just real quick answer here. This is from Nick Jones on Twitter, at NickJones10.
Nick Jones.
We love Nick. How much longer? No, that's the wrong one. Where were we a year early on Duke Johnson? Is he even draftable this year? Quickly, and let's just go PPR. Are you willing to draft Duke Johnson not in the fifth round like we might have last year? Or are you completely out? Even because Isaiah Crowell has really established himself. So quick answer.
I'm kind of out because Crowell had more targets in the second half of the season than Duke Johnson. And Duke Johnson is known as a receiving running back. So I think I'm going to take Crowell. And no Duke Johnson for me. Thank you very much.
He burned me. So a question that sits, I think, in a lot of us this year, when you know we think back to 2 or 3 years ago in fantasy, it still lives in our mind. We see these beautiful names that are not in the first and second round. Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch. Where do we take them this year? Adrian Peterson, brand new team. He's with the New Orleans Saints. Marshawn Lynch, out of retirement with the Raiders. What would you do with them? Where are you drafting them? Well, there's an interesting thing we kind of found online. We got some prop bets, some season prop bets that have pitted those two against each other. So we're going to talk about that here on the other side of this break. It's In This League on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, fantasy nerds, here's a question for you. What do mozzarella sticks and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network have in common? They're both awesome apps. But seriously, download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app right now and get all your favorite shows and fantasy advice at the touch of a tiny icon on your screen. Snapchat and Instagram aren't going to help you win a fantasy football title, but the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app will. So go get it now on Google Play and iTunes.
Will you be mind-boggling?
No, I will not. It does sound kind of Valentine-y.
This is like a 80s ski montage. Or like, you know, we're walking down the beach and we're like, hey, you're going to challenge somebody to a skateboard contest. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. it's St. Elmo's Fire we get. All right, yeah. Super producer, Chris. Chris, can you get on real quick? I want to make
here.
Sure
What's
I say
up,
your
guys?
Last name right. Bavona, right?
You got it, yeah.
My Bavona.
Yeah,
Chris, on a scale of 1 to 5.
He probably hates that.
No, I don't hate it.
Yeah, I know. You've never heard that before. We're the worst. On a scale of 1 to 5 Bogmans, 5 Bogmans being the worst, or no, 1 Bogman being the worst, 5 Bogmans being the best, how do you think this first hour has gone for us?
You said 5 Bogmans was the worst?
No, that'll be the best. You know what? Let's change it. Yeah, because 5 Bogmans would be horrible. So that is the absolute
what
worst.
What are you talking about? Everybody wants 5 Bogmans.
Bogman is the best.
I'm going to give it a 4. The only reason why I take off 1 was because in the first segment, as I was trying to get you guys out of break, Mike Cardano called me as Steve Gardner's calling. So I had a little bit of I had like 5 things going on at once. I feel like I might have messed up in that first segment, and that I apologize, and that's why I'm striking off just 1 Bogman.
Okay, well, it's actually 2 Bogmans. Remember, 5 Bogmans would be the worst possible scenario.
No, he had it right. He had it right. We want more Bogmans. That's what we want. That's all the people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 5 was the best.
Would you really want 5 Bogmans?
Don't worry about him.
No one would want 5 Bogmans.
Okay, so then 2.
Everybody wants 5 Bogmans.
So then,
yeah, okay. Super producer Chris. Everyone in the ITIL Nation needs to know Chris is allowed to come on at any time. We want him to interact when he can. But, you know, when you have the head of the network calling in because Bogman is screwing everything up, you know, what can you do? What can you do? So we only have a couple minutes here. Bogman, I teased before here, and we were talking about Marshawn Lynch versus Adrian Peterson. Well, some for you gambling files here, Odd Sharks has some prop bets out, and Bogman found prop bets for whatever reason. It's just like Adrian Peterson versus Marshawn Lynch. And maybe it's because those two are just in really unique situations, former top picks that are in new scenarios, and we kind of don't know quite what to think. Adrian Peterson a lot less. Bogman, before we go to break here, because we only got a couple minutes before we get to the top of the hour, I think 2 minutes to be exact, I'm going to read you off 3 prop bets that are out there. Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch, both lead team in rushing touchdowns. Plus 200 is yes, negative 260 is no. What would you take?
I would take the yes. I mean, I know that there's injury risk for both these guys, and Peterson has Ingram to contest with, but I think Peterson's better than Ingram, so I would say yes on that one.
I like the odds on that one, too. Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch both lead teams in rushing yards. Plus 220 is yes. Negative 280 is no.
The same thing. Same thing. Touchdowns and yards, the same. I think these dudes are both going to lead their backfield. I know that, you know, we're going to talk about it later. There's people that are, you know, hashtag Team Ingram, hashtag Team Peterson. I'm definitely on the Adrian Peterson side, and that's coming from a Longhorns fan.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's a Sooner. You know, to that point, though, I think they're just good values. Unfortunately, Marshawn Lynch is becoming less of a value. Last one here, as we're about to go to break at the top of the hour, Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch to be traded during the regular season, plus 500 for yes, negative 800 for no. That's got to be a no.
Yeah, yeah, that's a no. I can't see either one of these dudes being traded mid-season.
What do you have to bet to make money on that?
You have to bet $800 to make $100 on no.
Well, that's like
$100 gets you $500 on yes.
That's Floyd Mayweather math. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. All right, well, coming up in the next hour, that is hour one. It's in the books. It's Bogman the Welsh. It is super producer Chris. Steve Gardner joined us, so if you missed any of it, make sure you go back and on demand. Next hour, Jake Seeley is going to be joining us in the second segment. We're going to talk some radio wars. We'll go update our poll, and we'll take your questions, hashtag ITL Live. It's Bogman the Welsh, and In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is Dan Stafford giving us updates. Let's go check.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
That is right. We are live. It's Bogman and the Welsh or In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Super producer Chris above phone. I'm trying to say that right. Running the show. Bogman not ruining it. Throwing him under buses.
Yeah, thanks for throwing me right under the bus. First hour of our live segment. Throw me right under the bus. Really appreciate that, best friend.
Don't have your mic so hot. What am I supposed to tell you now? Do things right.
I don't know.
Right?
I was doing the same thing I always do.
What's that?
Talking into the mic. Okay. And it was hot. Pretty, I had no idea. How was I supposed to?
I don't know. Prop bets. Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch. Those were interesting as far as like the players go. When you go and look, I just want to run a couple more by you. We're going to be talking a whole bunch of fantasy football with On Target's Jake Seeley here in just a minute. I want to ask him about the poll and anything. I want to talk him about like radio wars. Like I want to like good like old radio files. You miss the old wars. Like you got to have it between network. You know what I mean? So like I want to have like I'm going to call out Pizapia now. You know, because there was a time Pizapia was having, he wanted all the Bogman and the Welsh he could possibly get on the Fantasy Black Book. And then, you know, his side chick, Matt Modica, comes in. They get it all set. Joe wants nothing. Joe wants nothing to do with it. Did you know that Joe Pizapia was welcome to come on this show, would not return a text? I got big time by him. Big time
by
Joe Pizapia.
Wow. Pizapia, big time? Dude, that doesn't sound like him.
It's on.
There's
got to
be a
wars.
Mistake somewhere.
Radio wars now. This is what's
now, I'm going to back you up, Pizapia. I feel like there's got to be a mistake somewhere, right? This couldn't possibly have happened.
Yeah, he's
there's
too big
no
for
way
us.
You wouldn't just return a simple text. No
he's
way.
Too,
I
too
don't
big.
Believe it, the Welsh.
So guess what's going to happen? The best piece of On Target is joining us next. The greatest portion of On Target, maybe even the star of the Fantasy Black Book, because he did.
Black.
Maybe he wrote the whole thing. Maybe Joe Pizapia just put his name on it, and Jake really wrote the whole thing. We're gonna find out. We're gonna set the war. I'm ready. I'm very excited to Jake come on because Jake he knows how to play the bad guy. You know what I mean? He knows how to be the heel. As some know, I'll play the heel, the new Welsh Order, hashtag NWO, new Welsh Order. That's me. I'm not afraid to be the heel. And either is Jake. That's what I love about Jake.
Yeah, he's not afraid to play the heel. And by the way, Joe Slezak, who was just sending us all kinds of comments, says hashtag new Welsh Order all the way.
Uh-huh.
I'm done with him. I'm out. Bye, Joe. You get in no listener leagues. See you later.
Don't worry, Joe. I got your back. He responded. He did not agree with really anything you say, which, I mean, you know, why is anybody going to? You know what we should do?
I don't agree with him getting in a listener league now. So
I do. I have staying power. Joe said he just didn't agree with what you said. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to agree with what Bogdan says. You have to agree with what I say.
It's hard for me to get my point across from underneath this bus.
Well, you know, sit comfortable. Sit comfortable. Maybe there'll be a superhero that'll save you. It won't be Pisapia. He'll drive right over you. So, coming up on the other side of the break, Jake Seeley on target. He's joining Bogman and the Welsh for In This League. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Welcome back. It's In This League. It's Bogman and the Welsh. We are now joined by really not only just like one of the best in the industry, not just the most accurate in the industry, but the star and the true talent of On Target. He is on Twitter at AllInKid. Mr. Jake Seeley, are you with us?
I am with you. Yeah, you could just leave out the one ofs. You could just say the greatest ever, the most accurate ever. You did pretty good.
So you probably didn't hear it before. Yeah, the most humble. Now you see, we discussed this when you were on our podcast at the time. That Jake is he's team heel with me. Not afraid to be a heel. We can be the bad guy. I am setting radio wars now. I'm calling radio wars, and I'm putting it on Pisapia because ever since Pisapia got his new setup with the Black Book, he's on with you. I get big timed. He hasn't returned my text. I even invite him to come on this show, and nothing. So I declare, not that you necessarily needed it, but On Target and potentially the Fantasy Black Book is all but better because Jake Seeley is there, not because of Joe Pisapia. Jake, do you agree with all of what I just said?
100%. Hey, okay. You know, who runs the ship of On Target? Like, put it this way. I said it on Twitter earlier today. I haven't taken a day off yet. I'm not the guy that doesn't show up like my co-host when they, you know, go down to Miami or need a day off for your kids or you're moving somewhere.
How many times do you leave early?
I'll just say both of them have missed probably at least a half dozen shows.
Oh, and but you know, what's the constant on Target? Oh, it's Jake Seeley. It's the all-in kid. Wonder why that show won an award. Could it be all the guys that took the time off?
Who happened to pick the one episode that we submitted for the award? I think I was the one that found it.
Radio Wars is fun. Do you have anybody on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network that you want to declare war on? I mean, clearly we're on the same side here, Jake. Anybody that we can disparage, like shows that you
on
want to
on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network?
Oh, yeah, right here. Let's disparage somebody.
That would be tough because I would say Corey Parson, but now I'm on a show with him.
Yeah, Corey's pretty good. I like Corey
because Corey's just, I think it's more the fact that like I don't think it's necessarily my declare because I would like to say like the declaration is not going to come from me because I'm better than everybody else. So they're going to come after me, and that's what Corey's doing. Corey wants to dethrone me for a championship. Corey wants to come after my accuracy rankings. Corey wants to win a radio show. So it's hard to declare. You're an enemy of anybody else when you're at the top. That's the problem.
It's the truest point. I mean, you're like Aaron Judge, and the Home Run Derby is just the shows on the Fantasy Sports Radio.
I was going to go with Coca-Cola, but that works.
Okay, yeah, whatever it has to be. I mean, so, okay, good. So you've kind of declared a little bit of a war. You let Joe know, you know, because you've always been so gracious on having Bogman and I come on Target, and all we want to do is make your show better. But, you know, Joe's becoming, britches are a little big right now, and we just need to take him down a peg. So you let him know.
I'll bring
it
up tomorrow. I'll definitely do that for you guys. No
okay,
problem.
Beautiful. Hey, Jake, speaking of which, do you know where Ryan Schimpf is right now?
Do you
know the inside joke? I'm just joking.
What is he eating right now?
There's good radio wars, and then there's bad ones.
Real radio wars.
Yeah, there's really, really bad ones. Okay, I want to ask you about a poll that we put up earlier. We had our buddy Steve Gardner.
Hold on. I'm only at 729 of the 750 baseball players for tonight I've been reviewing. Hold on. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Are you sure? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for playing along, at least. If people don't know what it is, just have fun with Ryan Schimpf. But just to make sure, I just want to make sure if you knew where he was right now. So, okay, yeah. you're a good man, Jake.
Yeah.
We put a poll up. Steve Gardner, USA Today, joined us, another one of the greats in the industry. I mean, this is the best show we could probably put on the day.
He's like the full opposite. He's the face of all faces. Everybody loves Steve Gardner.
Yeah, Steve's so great. He's always so gracious with his time. And when we were talking about fantasy football, I had a poll get posted up here. I wanted to know, who's the riskiest play in fantasy football this year? And I put up three options. I let Steve, if he wanted to add another one, he could. He didn't. He liked the options. So I'm going to give you our three options. If you'd like to add a different one, if you feel strongly about it, please do. And then I'll tell you kind of about the results. We could talk about it. Riskiest play in fantasy football for 2017, three options. Leonard Fournette as a RB1, Brandon Cooks as a wide receiver 1, Jordan Howard as a running back 1. What do you think?
Whew. See, I have all three of them in those locations. So the one that's closest to not being in that range would have to be Brandon Cook. So I would say the riskiest of all of them would be Brandon Cooks for me.
Bogman, this is fascinating. Okay, because Gardner agreed. I agreed. Bogman did not agree. Here's how the results currently sit. People go on Twitter, look up the FNTSY radio handle, and we retweeted it so you can find it. Jordan Howard is the least with 17% of the votes. Brandon Cooks with 25% of the votes, which leads Leonard Fournette 58% of the votes. People are terrified about rookie running backs.
And here's the problem is, why do we have to do this every single year? You know what happened right after the draft last year when I said Ezekiel Elliott was a top three running back? The guy's never played a down in the NFL. You can't say that. We haven't seen him on the field. You know, like, can't you just say that about all 700 rookies that come out every single year? We've never seen him for a down in the NFL. Get out of here with that nonsense. Ezekiel Elliott, by the time he rolled down to the end of August, guess where he was being drafted? As a top three or four running back. Leonard Fournette is the same situation. They didn't go to draft him at number four and say Leonard Fournette's going to sit on the bench and share time with TJ Yeldon. This is a Tom Coughlin-led team, even though he's in the front office not coaching it. They're trying to balance this team more. Leonard Fournette's a special talent. He's a freak when you talk about the size and the speed combination. He's going to lead that backfield. He's going to get probably around 20 touches per game. TJ Yeldon's not going to go off into the sunset and not get anything. But I just don't understand it. That's that 58%. I guarantee you 50 out of that 58% just is like, oh, well, he's a rookie. You can't trust a rookie.
That's not what I said. I said that if you're looking in terms of risk, I just think that Cooks has such a high floor that he's not like he's a big risk. But I think, you know, even if he doesn't pay you back, he's going to give you fourth or fifth round value, where Leonard Fournette has injury history. I agree that he's going to be an amazing back. I've been saying that the whole offseason. But I think if you're talking in terms of risk, I think he is the bigger risk because of his injury history, his position, and we haven't seen him play is part of it. But I would take him above Brandon Cooks all day. I just think he is the riskier play.
Jake, do you think it's part of philosophy too? And you had a comment there. I just want to put this out. You think there's a philosophy point here? Because when you look at all these guys, Jordan Howard represents maybe a difference because someone could take him on the wheel. Leonard Fournette is probably your second pick, which means if he's an RB1, you took a chalk wide receiver. If Brandon Cooks is your wide receiver one, that means you took a running back, which by standards of where you would take Brandon Cooks, you probably got a really good one. Does that factor into it at all, like the surrounding pieces?
It always does. It's team construction. And we talk about it all the time. Usually when we have these kind of conversations, it ends up being a vacuum conversation. It ends up being, well, this person or this person, and would you do this on your team, and we'd do that. And to do that is good for conversation. It's good for evaluating players. But without breaking down and getting into roster construction, you're missing part of the puzzle. And that's just basically what it comes down to, because your point is 100% right, is the fact that, you know, if you look at Brandon Cook's ADP, it's actually at the back end of the second round. So that means you probably came out of the draft with Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, or Zeke Elliott. Brandon Cooks is your number one. It's no big problem, because you're also probably going to turn around and either get a high-end number two running back or a high-end number two wide receiver. Yep. If you look at the fact that Leonard Fournette, same spot. So either you've just got a huge leg up, and this is, you know, to give Joe a little bit of props here, is his replacement value is what he talks about in his book all the time. If Leonard Fournette is your number two running back and your number one is David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, whatever it was, not only do you have a leg up for your RB1 over everybody else because of that top tier, Leonard Fournette as your RB2 is going to be a leg up on everybody else. So while your wide receiver one is down a little bit, it's probably going to be offset by the fact that how much more value you have Leonard Fournette over everybody else's RB2. So the value is going to be there either way because they're in that same range. I think the biggest question, like you said, is the only one that's different than them is really Jordan Howard, because he's on that turn. He's the one that, if you want to talk about your pure first round risk, would just be because of that, because he's in the first round. The other two are at the back end of the second round.
It almost, you know, it's funny because like it's like the Fournette conversation. It would almost be like, you know, like a radio host coming on and trying to start like a war with another radio show just for entertainment value, right? Like people talking about that. It'd almost be like the
exactly.
same thing. Okay,
it's very good comparison.
Yeah, it just, you know, I'm looking out there. I try to do that. We got a break here coming up in just a minute. You're very familiar with these. You're the pro. I mean, I know you have to lead out of the breaks. You can't leave that to Joe. That's not going to work.
I'm the Segway pro.
Segways, exactly. I want to leave you with this, and we got a couple other questions. I know Bogman's got a couple really good ones. We asked, and Bogman asked this really great question to Steve, with the Ezekiel Elliott stuff. It's funny that you mentioned him. With the offseason news, you know, the potential, that Schefter talked about the investigation could be an issue. Just really, really quickly, just in a nice little nutshell before we go to break here, do you have a concern about Ezekiel Elliott with these rumors, Adam Schefter saying he might not take him? Does that concern you at all? Real quick,
not
like
at all.
20 seconds?
Not at all, because if they're going to find anything, they're digging into other people. The police already said it was a false report. They've already thrown that out. I think the NFL is just doing their due diligence just to make sure that there's not other people or the whole marijuana thing. I think the NFL is just making sure, like, hey, let's check if there's something else going on here.
Yeah, it's just an interesting argument, and the industry feels different. You know, Steve was really concerned about it. He said in the FSTA draft at 7, you know, what he knows now, he might not have done it. And he would have, if he took Mike Evans. So it's really interesting. We got more with Jake Seeley. It's the all-in kid from On Target, the superstar Jake Seeley. It's Bogman the Welsh in this league on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back in just a minute.
RotoExpert.com. Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
Brand new for 2017, RotoExperts.com presents the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Roll with me through the 2017 season as I get you ready to draft and dominate all season long. It's only going to cost you $20 to win your fantasy league this year. Hell, you spend 10 times that on a Friday night and leave empty-handed. The Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package features articles, videos, and rankings that will help you be the man in your home, office, or high-stakes leagues. Plus, you get private access to the Fantasy Executive Snapchat, where you can interact with me directly. Head on over to rotoexperts.com and sign up for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Chill with me all season long and win big in 2017 with the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package, powered by rotoexperts.com.
What I didn't hear in that last break that was promoting Jake Seeley, didn't hear Joe Pizzapia's name in there on those accurate picks there. What do you think about that, Jake?
Don't worry. If you ever ask him, he'll give you the 15,000 ones that he had.
You know what I appreciate? You know, if Jake had known, you know, the full throttle of us live this week with enough time, he would have invited us on, like On Target or something today to promote the live show. Pizza Pia did, but he didn't do it. So Radio Wars, we're calling our shots at Joe Pizza Pia. Jake's gonna be my proxy tomorrow. You're gonna lay into him, right? On Target.
Oh, of course.
You're with
I'll
me.
I'll
right?
definitely. Yeah. Right, I'll treat him like Peyton Manning treated Kevin Durant.
Oh yeah. Okay. So talk about this. Speaking of wars, we were talking about this on the break. Bogman and I missed this. Please tell the story of the ultimate burn. All you could hear in the background would be like the Dave Chappelle, "That was cold-blooded." Just please rock us with it.
Peyton Manning was going through the celebratory things from the last year, talking about the greatness of certain things, and he gets to the USA gymnastics team, the women's gymnastics team, and he goes, "They were so amazing, just dominated the competition so severely that Kevin Durant is probably going to try and sign with them next year." And then they pan to him, and he goes, "No, Kevin, you probably couldn't play for that team." And then he's just got this stink face on, and he goes, "Let's see what Russell Westbrook thinks of it." And they go to him, and it's just, it was great. This is definitely, that was the highlight of the night.
Oh, I love it. That's my favorite thing.
Man.
All right, well, we're talking fantasy football.
That is crazy.
Jake Seeley from On Target. You can find him on Twitter, @ All In Kid. Why aren't you out at the World Series of Poker, by the way? You and I, we're poker guys.
Because here's the thing is, in the business, I don't have that kind of money to be able to say, I lost $10,000. Now, if somebody wants to stake
me, just 10 grand.
Yeah. See, but I'm also the guy that, you know, if I was ever in it and I got to the point where it's like, hey, I won the bracelet, or not even a bracelet, if I just won the satellite to get in for the 10, I'd rather just say, give me the $10,000. Like,
no
doubt. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. And,
one day,
and also, if you lost it, you would, day. I mean, I would be face first into a toilet for the next, like, 3 weeks. That's how.
Oh, see, I'm a little bit different. If anybody, so there's two places that people don't know about. I actually seem like such a nice guy all the time and don't ever curse. If you see me on the golf course or at a poker table, that's a completely different Jake. And if you ever suck out on me, and not just, I understand people suck out. If you suck out on me like a donkey play or like
you play like queen eight offsuit or something, like
and
not
you
even
just
in position,
shouldn't be in it, and I'm betting you out of it, and I have the best hand the entire time, and something like that. I mean,
going gut shot straight draw for the river and the turn and the river. I know exactly what you're saying.
I was in Atlantic City, and I would say sternly warned on my way out because I sat down at the first table of a tournament, and a guy sucks out his full house over my full house. I already had the full house before the river. He upper full housed me, chasing all the way down, and he talked trash after it. And let's just say I didn't have kind words coming back, and the dealer said, "You need to cool down." And I said, "That's fine. I'm leaving anyway," because I was already busted out.
Well, you know, real quick, I know we got fantasy football. That happened to me one time. I was playing in this poker tournament, and I was when I was a little bit younger, I'm not a big talker at the table, but I used to be. And this guy gets quads on me, and you know, like, what can you do? But I was so pissed off about the quads. I was like, you know, what's some other words that you might can't say on here? And I was like, look at this guy with these quads. Give me a break. This guy got so mad. Like, I called him something you don't call people, and he got up, and this is like, I'm a big dude. I'm not like some big tough guy or anything like that, but I'm like 6'4" with many pounds on it. And this guy gets up, and I was just like, really? What's this going to be with your quads? And I just kind of kept digging into him, and we had to be a little restrained, a little casino restrained. So
you guys sound like jerks.
I know. Yeah. I sound like total jerks.
You guys sound like jerks.
Well, we're heels. We're
good
heels.
Good Lord.
All right, fantasy football, Bogman. What do we got?
Yeah, I want to know about there's some shade being thrown Mike Evans' way recently. And there's a lot of – yeah, there's a big Roto World article, and I just don't know if I buy it. Do you think that – the shade being thrown on Mike Evans now, is this good off-season research, or are we getting into the paralysis by analysis? Are we noticing a little bit too much, and we're going to say that Mike Evans is more of a second- or third-round player than a first-round, first-tier wide receiver now? He was so good last year. I know there's a possibility for any player to fall off. I just don't see it with Mike Evans. What do you think about this?
I didn't even see the Roto World one. You know what? I was going to say, I must be part of the reason why he's getting some shade, because I have been throwing shade as well. But that being said, I'm throwing shade in the fact that he doesn't deserve to be in that second tier with, well, basically first, second, wherever you want to tier off. I don't think he deserves to be with Julio Jones, Jordy Nelson, Odell Beckham, Michael Thomas. I have him in that next group with AJ Green.
He's not with Michael Thomas with you, too.
Yeah, Michael Thomas, top five, man. Number five overall.
I like that. Because Roto World, I mean to interrupt you, Roto World said number one overall pick if Mike Evans is going there. Is he a first-round bust this year? Calling him a first-round bust. So, yeah, I guess you might kind of belong in that if you have him below Michael Thomas, which I don't necessarily disagree with.
Right, and I could see it. And here's what it comes down to is it's volume and it's the type of plays. So Mike Evans, 170 targets last year. Now, I definitely think he could become more efficient with James Winston as they continue to develop. But even so I think that being realistic, they drafted O.J. Howard. Cameron Brate's going to step forward a little more with some two tight end sets this year. You look at the fact they bring in DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans and all this thing to the team, you have to say he's probably going to lose about 20 targets, maybe 25 targets. You take that off, for him to still get 96 receptions, that's a big efficiency jump. I'm not saying he can't get and won't get more efficient, but that's a huge one to drop down to 155 targets, 150 targets, and still get 96 receptions. Now we're talking Jordy Nelson level. So that's part of it. And the second part of it is, if you actually look at Mike Evans on a per reception basis, there was a lot of 20-plus yard plays last year. What does DeSean Jackson do? That's all DeSean Jackson does. That's his game, is 20-plus yard receptions. There's a reason why DeSean Jackson finishes with like 60 receptions at 1,000 yards every single year, because that's all he catches. So if you're taking away that from Mike Evans and you're taking away the targets, he's going to have to make a vast improvement in the efficiency and still keep those touchdowns in the red zone, which I think that's his best, I guess, asset, is why I still have him in that AJ Green, T.Y. Hilton range, is because the touchdowns, I still have him for about 9 or 10 this year. But I just think now he's taking a little bit of a step back just because of the other options on the team. So I am throwing shade, but I wouldn't knock him out of the first round. He's still end of the first round for me.
Yogi, you just 100% answer where I was going to go with it, because how you were saying it, I was like, is he not a first rounder? Like, I wanted to almost ask you, are you going like Melvin Gordon over him? Or like, is he
in a standard, I would.
Okay, yeah. Is PPR, he's like 11 or 12?
PPR is probably more like 9.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I guess that sounds about right. I'm not against any of that, because when you look at, you know, heavy weapons, I'm not sure there's a team that added more weapons to take away from a number one wide receiver than the Buccaneers. I mean, just like you said, I mean, you go and look, and Antonio Brown doesn't have that. Julio Jones doesn't have that. You know, none
of those guys have that. Got it a little bit, too, because they added Evan Ingram and Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, maybe.
Beckham also has a quarterback coming off his worst season in a long time. Like, I think Eli Manning could be this year's Matt Ryan, although I don't think he'll finish number one or number two. But I think we're seeing a big bounce back for that offense, whereas why I'm less concerned, because you're right. That's the follow-up, as everybody says, well, if you're so scared about this with Mike Evans, why not Odell Beckham? You still have Odell Beckham number four, which Odell Beckham's number four. He's not number two or number three. Let's get over it. But it's the fact of, I think Brandon Marshall helps him and this offense more than the DeSean Jackson hurts Mike Evans. I just think of what DeSean Jackson brings to the table and what you're taking away from Mike Evans, whereas Brandon Marshall's a red zone presence, a big body guy. Odell Beckham was playing with Sterling Shepard as his number two for the entire year. I think this is one of those situations where you've got to understand a team makeup and what this can do for the team.
Okay, I got a Bogman, you got a quick one here on the crowded. We've been talking about kind of like backfields and running backs we've kind of been focusing on. Bogman, do you have one more?
Yeah, I want to know about Adrian Peterson versus Mark Ingram. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the show with the prop bets. There's a big prop bets on Adrian Peterson versus Marshawn Lynch. Where do you stand in that backfield and why? Peterson versus Ingram.
This backfield is getting very close to the Patriots for me, and that I don't know if I want a part of it at all. And it really comes down to the fact of, you know, I wrote for the Saints website for the past couple of years. We're not doing it this year, but we also had a beat writer on recently and talked to him and says, Adrian Peterson looks fresh and terrific and hasn't lost a step. And, well, okay, so here's one thing, though. Hasn't lost a step compared to last year? Because last year he looked like junk before he got hurt. Let's be realistic.
Yes, he did.
And whether one of you say it's the offensive line, he did not look like himself. Even so, when he comes back, this team, one, seems to hate Mark Ingram for some reason. No matter what the guy does, they just don't want to use him as a workhorse running back, despite the guy catching 50 passes, despite the fact that he's very productive every time he touches the ball, whatever it might be. And then, two, you don't spend that kind of money on Adrian Peterson to bring him in and say, we're bringing you in to be the backup. I just don't see it. So I am genuinely concerned. Alvin Kamara coming in is the new Darren Sproles. I don't think he's going to be quite as productive as Sproles was, but if we're talking a 40-40-20 split between the three, maybe even a 50-30-20 split with 50 going to Peterson, I'm just scared of this backfield, man. I think it's going to be a committee and a frustrating committee all year long. I don't want either one of them. If I was forced, I'd still take Ingram because at least he didn't look like junk last year, but I still don't want him.
See, these are all-star takes here, Bogman. These are all-star takes. This is from a guy that didn't big time us. Wouldn't big time Bogman and the Welsh. Jake Seeley has much respect. Respect shows respect, and we see it. Jake Seeley on Twitter, at AllInKid. You can find him right here on this network on the award-winning On Target that you definitely helped make happen. I mean, I shouldn't say helped. You made happen, right, Jake?
Exactly.
You made this happen. Okay. All right. Well,
who makes the show sheet every day? This guy with two thumbs.
Two thumbs. That guy right there. Make sure you listen in tomorrow because Jake is going to be my proxy and he's going to crap all over Pisa. It's going to be huge. It's going to be amazing. I'll be turning in. I'm very excited to come back on and speak with you. I know Pisa will probably be taking some time off by that time that I show up. So you're going to need some people that you can count on. So I love this.
Absolutely.
I love Radio Wars. All right. Jake Seeley, you are the man. I appreciate it. Everyone go and check out On Target tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Jake, thanks, brother.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right. In this league, we're coming up. We got more. The show is not over. Just a couple more. We got a few more segments. #ITLLive if you got a question for us. Bogman, it's me. It's Super Producer Chris. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
All right. In This League, Bogman the Welsh in the house. Chris Welsh, you can find me on Twitter at @isitthewelsh. That's Scott Bogman. You can find him. He's the arch nemesis of Swamp Thing, if you didn't know that. The Bogman.
That's
right.
Find
him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Don't get loud, Bogman. You crack. I hear you crack
get
when you
get out of
do
here,
that.
Swamp Thing. That's right.
Getting all hasty
that's
there.
That's right.
How good is Jake?
I hate the Swamp Thing.
Jake is good.
I got to whisper.
Okay.
Jake is awesome.
Let's be quiet. Let's
he
be
came on the bit. Show, unlike Joe, so he's awesome.
He did. He did. Absolutely. Yeah. No, Jake is great. He's fun to have that. I mean, I want to say that I don't want people to take it too serious, but yeah, no. Like, down with Pisa Pia.
It's a joke. We love Joe. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Jake emailed me after. He's like, that's good stuff. We're going to have you on. I'm like, absolutely. And I know that Joe won't be there. I know that he won't be there. It's a guarantee. All right. We
he
put up
never
a poll.
Is. He always leaves. It's like
he's
he
an
hates
important
us
guy.
Now.
He's an important
like,
guy.
The Welsh is coming on. I got to get out of here. See ya.
Yeah. Let me return my text. I should text him like right now. Be like, I am talking so much crap. And he would probably respond to me on Sunday and be like, are you guys have a show on Sunday? No, I don't. We put up a poll earlier. We got stuff to talk about. We put up a poll where we asked the riskiest plays fantasy football in 2017. What is so odd is 3/4 of the voices that have been on this show so far have all been on the side of Brandon Cooks. We said Leonard Fournette, running back 1, Brandon Cooks, a wide receiver 1, or Jordan Howard as a wide receiver 1. What's the riskiest of those plays? Jordan Howard has, as we're going, the voting is kind of it's kind of moving a little bit. Jordan Howard has actually moved up a little bit. Cooks and Howard are very close, but they don't even equal 50% as Leonard Fournette has been voted the riskiest of plays in 2017. Can I call on super producer Chris Bavano? Bavono. Chris, are you there?
Oh, I am here, and it's Bavona.
Bavona, I'm so sorry.
Bavona,
I'm an
come
idiot.
On.
I'm an
we
idiot.
Did a
please
song
don't leave
and
us
everything.
For Pisa. Bavona. Yeah, my Bavona. I know, we're horrible people. Chris, I need to get your take on here.
Sure.
What do you think? Leonard Fournette, RB1, Cooks, wide receiver 1, Howard, running back 1, riskiest play. What are you thinking?
I want to go with Leonard Fournette as an RB1 being too risky. That's yep. I want to stay away from
too risky or the riskiest of all the plays.
I think he's the riskiest of all those guys. I'm actually not afraid to take Brandon Cooks. I know on the producer shows on Sundays, my co-hosts Kevin Walsh and Pete Considori, we actually discussed taking Brandon Cooks probably as our first wide receiver if we end up with a lower draft pick in the Greenwich Street Tavern League.
Wow. And did you hear that pronunciation, too, that Chris has? He's way better host than I am. Plug that again. What's the producer show? When is that?
The Fantasy Producers, that's every Sunday from 3 to 5 Eastern.
All right. Well, make sure people are listening to that. Chris is a master over here.
Well, sadly, I'm not going to be on this weekend.
I teed it up. I said it so perfect.
Just plugged in everything.
All right. Is Joe replacing you? Did he take your job? Is that why?
No, Joe. Unfortunately, no. Joe has a life, I think, on Sundays. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to be doing that.
He does. Okay. So now two have voted for Fournette. We have gone Cooks. Steve Gardner, Jake Seeley, myself. We have gone Brandon Cooks. Leonard Fournette's there. There's still time to vote. So it's going to be up for 24 hours. We might review it on the Fantasy Football Podcast. Which we have, we've done a little bit of plugging, but, want to let everybody know if you enjoyed this show, Bogman and I, we put out a lot of content. That's a big thing that we do. We have the Fantasy Baseball, the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast, which we do 2 a week. And, not to toot our own horn, a little humble brag here, as we call it a humble Vlad for Vlad Sedler, our buddy, that we're in the top listing. We're like top 11, top 12 in the overall. We're right next to FNTSY's own Al Melchior. So if people want to find that, we've got the Fantasy Football podcast where we do a live fantasy football mock every week, and then we do a series of different shows. We're currently about to drop our running back facts episode. Plus, we do basketball. We're kind of up that list, and we got a program if people really like us and want to join a fantasy football community, the ITL Army, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we also do some comedy shows, and we attempt to be funny, Bachman.
Yeah, we have stuff like My Bavona. That we make
yeah,
up.
Yeah, oh, it's the worst. Chris hates us now. I guarantee it. Chris is like, you got to be kidding me.
Get somebody else to produce this show. Can't stand these guys.
I know so many worse nicknames in my life. This is PG for me. This is fine.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, just my
I've
best
been
friend
called
alone.
Much worse before too. Right? Absolutely.
All right, Chris. What's your Twitter handle? Where can be? Are you on the Twitter machine? Can people?
On Twitter, and my Twitter handle is.
Oh yes.
Please tell me it's My Bavona.
It is not. It's not. It is at Magnifico Animal.
Oh my God! please.
please explain.
Magnifico Animal.
So since I've started working here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network, everybody's been calling me the animal. I don't really know why, but every time I hear someone call me the animal, I don't think of my first thought is not animal from the Muppets. For some reason, I keep thinking of, have you guys ever seen the film Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley?
Oh yeah.
When he turns into the drug lord. There's a part where he's where they show him this like beautiful thoroughbred, and he goes, "Ah, magnifico animal,
magnifico animal."
So that's where
that's
it came from.
That's a very specific reason for the name. That's
it
great.
Is.
That's
I
as meta
that
as
movie.
It gets, right there. That's awesome.
Thank We're you. Also pretty meta.
That's
I hate,
a good
you
movie.
Know, is it,
it is a good movie.
Brendan, I'm not a big Brendan. Oh,
I think
it?
It's a good movie.
Who's the guy? Brendan what?
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan
He's
Fraser.
From the Mummy
I,
movies.
I can't stand Brendan Fraser. I hate Brendan Fraser. I hate his face.
Why?
I hate everything he does.
I
don't know why.
Because he did Encino Man.
Encino Man is horrible. I'm one of the only ones. I don't
Encino
know why.
Encino Man was great.
No.
Come on.
It wasn't.
It's stupid great, but it's great.
He's as good as Pauly Shore. That's what he is. Like, he was playing Pauly Shore in that movie.
Oh, come on.
You know what I don't like
come
about
on.
Him?
You didn't like Blast from the Past.
I feel like I'm the only human being on the planet that feels like this. I hated The Scout. I thought it was horrible. And Brendan Fraser was horrible.
I love The Scout.
I feel like I'm the only one. I didn't like it either. I have this vivid memory. Okay, thank you. Back on board, me and Chris, best friends again. It was a garbage movie. It was. I don't know if there needs to be a...
It was a promoted as a comedy. It was just so depressing.
Yeah, you can't have that.
It was a little bit depressing. It got a little real at times in there.
What was that, like 90 or in the 80s? You couldn't do that then. We can do that now where – do you know – have you seen that movie Get Out?
Dramedy.
The one that Jordan Peele did. It's like huge on Rotten Tomatoes. It's listed as a horror comedy. There's like 5 minutes that's funny by one of the side characters. The rest is disturbing. You can't have in the 90s where we're watching like Angels in the Outfield. You can't have this sad, weird movie with, what was it, Albert Brooks and Brendan Fraser. And Brendan Fraser is just bad. I just don't like him. I didn't like the movie, but I've always felt like I'm on like my own little ship that didn't like that movie, especially.
You have hate in your heart.
I do. Let it out. That's what I'm doing.
And you're letting it out. You're letting it out right now, the Welsh.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's just something about Brendan Fraser, so we bring that up. I can appreciate the nickname now. That is a magnifico Twitter handle, so make sure you're following Super Producer
on that
Twitter handle. And we're trying to settle bets here.
I have a feeling we are going to be great friends, gentlemen.
Yes, we are. I mean, we go down rabbit holes is a really good term for us. You know, even long-term ITL listeners, you know, people don't know. We've been going on for 3 years. Bogman and I even did podcasts 6 years ago. We have a lot of podcasts. We've probably done close up to 400 or 500 podcasts. And, you know, we like to play clips. And in the future, we'll do some of that. And I think Chris is going to fit just right in with the crowd, Bogman, as long as we don't talk about the scout anymore. Am I alone?
I have a question for you guys. Do you think the Welsh hates Brendan Fraser more or Twitter hates Jessica Mendoza more?
Well, I'm going to have to say Twitter hates Jessica. Why does everyone hate Jessica Mendoza? Like, listen, I've never had an experience like that home run derby with those calls that were... There's definitely a different feeling that was brought up with her calls than Chris Berman.
Well, what's that feeling?
I don't want to talk about that feeling.
It was just not understanding what you're saying.
Very Maria Sharapova ish. That's where I would say she was going with the calls. But I have never seen so much hate for a person.
Twitter has hate in their heart, the Welsh, and they are letting it out all over the internet.
You want to know how much they hate Super Producer Chris? Do you know how much they hated Jessica Mendoza? They literally wanted to have Chris Berman back. Who wants that? Who would ever want Chris Berman back on the air?
Give me a break.
I liked Chris Berman.
Chris, are you a Berman guy?
You're the only one.
I never disliked him. He was the only good thing, the longest yard.
At least during the home run derby.
Oh, yeah, that's the only reason why I liked him was the home run derby, and the only reason why I chuckled a little bit at the longest yard, the new one.
Okay, I've got something. I'm going to ruin Chris Berman for the rest of your life for you. This is what's going to happen. You go online, if you haven't already, and search Chris Berman expletive or Chris Berman behind the scenes.
Oh, I already know that.
This guy... Oh my god! I just got brought on to this like a month ago when we were pulling some clips for a show, and I get on this rabbit hole of YouTube, and I'm like, Chris Berman's horrible. Why is he talking to people like that? Like some person walked by, and he's like, "What are you doing? This is rude." Get back.
Aren't you people professional? Yeah, get to the back of the studio.
It's unbelievable. I don't know. Jessica Mendoza is just different. It was just a different experience for people. And, you know, there's a whole other argument that we are not qualified to talk about, nor would we want to, of having a female announcer on there. I think she's fine. I think she did great. She was very excited. But
she's not Berman. And that's all I care about.
Yeah, but by proxy, we were totally fine. But the hate on Twitter, a little overboard. It was pretty crazy. I mean, it was pretty crazy. All right. In this league, final segment coming up, Bogman the Welsh, Super Producer Chris. We got another break. Don't go anywhere. Last segment, hashtag ITL Live.
Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Oh,
promo that we got already. Chris cut a promo in the middle of the show. This is the best producer on this network. I guarantee it. Gets my full,
and I love him.
My full seal of approval. What a great show it's been. Only a couple minutes here left. You know, I told you guys, hopefully in the future, we'll probably be taking some calls, and I want to push you guys always on Twitter. If you want to use the hashtag ITLLive, you can communicate with us. I'm going to just read off a cue. Zachariah Riera. Hopefully I'm saying that right. He's part of the ITL Army.
Zach Riera.
The difference between Fournette this year and Zeke last year is that Fournette isn't running behind last year's Cowboys O-line. That's a good point. Nick Jones had a couple on there. Let's see. We had Scott Guthrie said last year Ingram racked up 1,300 total yards, 10 touchdowns all, while 51% of his carries and 37% of his targets out of the backfield. And he busted out a little NWO ITL Live for Meatbox. He's a good guy.
That was Nick.
That was Nick.
I'm going to remember that.
Okay.
I remember
just
that,
a good
Nick.
Guy.
It's okay.
Great show here. Let's get Super Producer Chris back on. We need to review how we did. One Boggs being the best, five Boggs being the absolute worst, because no one would want that. Chris, what do you think we did? How did this show rate out for you?
Well, after how much you loved my promo, how can I not say one? How can I not say one Boggs?
The promo is amazing.
That doesn't sound good. It's got to be five Boggs to be good. One doesn't sound good, does it?
No human being would want five of you.
You're so wrong. A buffet would. I tell you what.
Yeah,
buffet
that's
would want me. They're like, look at those five customers right there.
I completely disagree.
Oh, my God. So Boggs and I need to go to...
All you can eat.
We need to go to a buffet then. Go to a Vegas buffet.
Oh, yeah. You and me. You and me, Bavona. We're doing it.
Okay.
Ooh, well, that's good. It's there.
All right, well, it's on. That's perfect. Steve Gardner invited us to come out to New York, and he said he's going to pull his strings because we are the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We get invited to none of the reindeer games and all the fun stuff that people are doing. Though I would say, as I said before, Jake Seeley, the magnificent Jake Seeley of On Target, did say he will have us on shortly, and I'm looking forward to going back on. On Target, it's always nice to be wanted. It's nice to be had on other people's great content, Bogman. And I appreciate all the good support that everybody has. So if you guys want to follow us during the week and all of our madness, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Those are the Twitter handles. InThisLeague.com is the website, but FantasySportsNetwork.com, that is your home base. Make sure you have the app downloaded if you haven't already. Hopefully you're listening to it on there. If you're listening on your computer, that's totally fine. Why don't you go download that app? Go download that app. You know what I would also say? If you enjoy the show, tweet at Fantasy Sports Network. We know that Mike Cardano is listening. Remember? Bogman and Cardano were sabotaging the first segment for poor Chris there. Everyone was calling it at the same time. So we know they're listening. Put out tweets. Say that you like In This League. You're always welcome to, as well, send in some segment ideas. We're looking forward to next week. Bogman, real quick, what would you rate the show?
I'd say 3.5 Bogs. I think we're pretty good.
That's a bad score, because one Bog is the best.
We're going to get there. No, it's not. Five Bogs is the best. So going on the correct scoring system, 3.5 Bogs.
Okay. I'm not so sure about that. I'm going to give this show 2 Bogs because I thought it was pretty solid, one Bog being the best, of course. And I'd love to hear your ratings. If you have a Bog system rating, you can do that. You can hashtag
it's a real
New
Bog
Welsh,
4.
New Welsh Order if you're on Team Me. If you're on the bad guys,
nope.
You're... The Bog Nation of Domination.
Bog Nation of Domination. That's right. Do it, everybody.
It's not really a great thing that you want to be. And look out for those amazing promos that Super Producer Chris put together. And make sure that you on demand. If you missed any of this show, you can listen to this show on demand. FantasySportsNetwork.com/radio. That's where you can find it. It's on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a minute of In This League Live. Why would you want to miss that? In This League Live. It's amazing. Coming up now, Tony Cincotta and the Fantasy News Desk. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you listen to that. We look forward to talking to you next week. For Bogman, I am the Welsh, and this is In This League, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bye-bye.